Talking to Little Children. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, talking to little children. Bible stories are always fascinating, and sometimes they're confusing, and sometimes they're amusing, and sometimes they're just plain old hard to understand. Now, Jesus was an adult, and he was teaching adults all about the kingdom of God, and he was teaching about the way to enter into the kingdom of God and the way to be divine beings. And as he was teaching all these people, they had the most difficult time in the world to concentrate on what he was saying, because he would speak to them in the most outlandish places. He would speak to them on the seashore, and the waves were roaring around in the sea, and the people were mulling around, and the fishermen were here and there. All sorts of activities were going on. He would speak to them when he would be in a crowd of people, and people were mulling all about him, asking for his attention, wanting to find out what it was he was talking about, and many of them realized that what he had to say was really very significant. But it took concentration. It took one-pointed concentration. Now, many times little children would come into the presence of Jesus, and they would be like little children are. They would try to get close to the teacher. They knew a good thing when they felt it, and they felt the vibrations of the master, and they wanted to be close to him because they felt, wow, this guy's got something fantastic. There's something wonderful. I don't know what it is, but he's just like a warm heart. And so they cuddle in close to him. And they'd sit around him, and they'd sit by his feet, and they'd sit by his back, and they would just be everywhere around him. And they were quiet, because this is what they were taught to do. Children were taught to be quiet. But that didn't mean they couldn't be there. And so they gathered around the master teacher, and they listened. And they didn't understand too much of what he was saying, but they knew he was talking about unconditional love. They knew he was sharing this warmth of his heart, and they knew that here is a very good, and a very, very good man. Someone who just attracted them with all their heart and soul and being into his presence. And the disciples and other people who were gathered around wanted to be close themselves, and these kids were in the way. And they tried to push the children out of the way. They tried to get the children away from the master so they could sit next to him and be in his vibrations and be in his aura, be in his feeling of truth and goodness. Well, Jesus noticed this was happening, and he spoke to the disciples, and he spoke to the people who were surrounding him, and he said, look at these little children. Such is the kingdom of heaven. And they all looked at Jesus and said, my goodness sakes, these little children are the kingdom of heaven? True, children are wonderful, children are nice, that's why we have them, that's why we raise them, because they're our next generations and stuff, but right now, they're in the way when we're trying to learn, when we're trying to be in your presence, we're trying to get the story that you're trying to tell us, Jesus. And Jesus said, truly, you must become as a little child to enter the kingdom of heaven. And they all looked at him again with chagrin, surprise, and wonderment about them, because how could they become as little children to enter the kingdom of heaven? It was thought that they had to be adults, that they had to be wise people, they had to be people who can make commitments, people who can make a decision to change their way. Well, little children make the decision and the commitment to change their way more quickly than any adult could ever breathe. And this is part of what Jesus was telling them. The little children come unto him not with the idea, teach us, share with us, tell us where the kingdom is. They said, Jesus, you're there. You got it. We know it. We feel in your presence, we're in the presence of someone who who's got it made. And that's what we want. We feel in your presence there's a peace. And that's what we want. We feel in your presence there's an overwhelming joy. And that's what we want. And we want that bubbling quality of goodness, that bubbling quality of love. And most of all, Jesus, most of all, we want to learn how we can be unconditional love like you are. Now, the disciples missed this, and the people gathered around Jesus oftentimes missed this too, because they were so intellectualizing into the words of Jesus. And they didn't feel the vibrations of this spiritual illumined being. They didn't feel that the spiritually illumined being had the vibrations that they really wanted, but they didn't know it, but that's what they wanted. They didn't know it, but that's what they were feeling. They didn't know it, but that's what they were going through. The little children, they knew it. They couldn't describe it to you. They couldn't say, hey, we want his spiritual vibrations. We want those vibrations that are so fantastic, so glorious, and so good. That's what we want. They couldn't say that. And they didn't have to. All they said was, this is the man. This is the attitude. This is the awareness. This is the life. This is the direction we want to go with our world. Now, how many of the little children that sat by the side of Jesus or that were ever in his presence amounted to anything in life? And I'd like to venture to say, all of them. Every child who had the wisdom to be at the foot of the Master and learn and be at the foot of the Master and feel his vibrations, that their life was changed forever and ever and ever and ever. Their life was eternally changed for the good because they lived in a new frame of reference. Words didn't matter. They didn't need all this mollygook. They didn't need all these words that were so easily misunderstood. But very well understood was the unconditional love that Jesus shared with everyone, that the Bible shares with everyone who will listen to it. Indeed, the Bible is the story of the religious development of a people, telling how they were on their search for that inward path. What does the Bible in you say? Did you start out as a little child seeking to know the wonderment of the divine in you? Or are you now learning the wonderment of the divine in you? It doesn't matter when it comes, but it only matters that we become as little children. We become innocent and open and receptive. We become a flow with the unconditional love that it's all about. This is who you are. This is who I am. This is the Bible story of talking to little children. When you talk to little children, do you share your deepest, most sincere, unconditional love? Or do you always try to correct them and always try to make them behave and always try to make them be something that even you find it difficult to be? When we are a living example of what we believe, when we are a living example of unconditional love, when we're a living example of the beauty and joy of our soul, as the Master Teacher was and is at all times for us, then indeed we'll be coming as the little children. The little children are a masterful example of what they believe, because we can look at them and know exactly who they are. When we can look at ourselves and know exactly who we are, by how we act, how we live, how we think, how we are in every way, then indeed we are the little children who, in our innocence, enter into the kingdom of heaven, which is a place we've always been all the time. And in that kingdom of heaven, we live in infinite peace, in infinite harmony, in infinite oneness with the allness. What a wonderful way to become as a little child. in that innocence, in that guilelessness, in that unconditional love. Join me as I look at that in my heart all the time. I love you. I love you. I love you.